You mentioned the issue, Roy, of what her next therapy might be. What would you think about if she progressed objectively, for example, and still clinically stable?
Well, she's basically received the EGFR inhibitors, and we can basically call it either Iressa or Tresiba. She's received the EGFR inhibitors as second-line therapy here. So one option, if she were to progress, would be to use another chemotherapeutic agent. And, of course, the agents one would consider would be pemetrexed or docetaxel. I'm quite partial to the combination of bevacizumab, erlotinib, Avastin, and Tresiba. We published recently a phase 2 experience at MD Anderson and Vanderbilt where that combination in second or more line therapy had a time to progression over 6 months, close to 7 months, with a median survival seen in that setting of over a year. Those data are currently being confirmed at ASCO this year. We'll hear about a phase 2 randomized trial that was done throughout the United States, so a large multicenter experience. There's actually a trial that's ongoing looking in the metastatic setting, second line at Avastin Tarceva versus Tarceva. It's the so-called beta 2 lung trial. We don't have all those data. We just have the early experience and some more experience that I can share, having been involved in the other trials. I probably would, if there were no contraindications, you know, i.e. disease in the brain, this patient clearly doesn't have squamous cell cancer, I would consider adding in Avastin. I think if you're seeing some activity with either chemotherapy, as we've seen with Avastin in multiple tumor types when it's added to chemotherapy, or in this case with the EGFR inhibitor, that might be a good point to add those two in, and it would be something to try, either on trial, or she might not qualify for the trial just because of the way she's come to this, do it. And in many cases, I've seen this getting reimbursed recently as well.
Are you more inclined to do this because she's had such a great response to the TK inhibitor?
I am. I think that I probably wouldn't do it off of a study or recommend it off of a study in someone cold. I think if someone's coming in and you want to give the combination of an EGFR inhibitor and an angiogenesis inhibitor, I would really, you know, I'm a great proponent of clinical studies. That's what I do. But I think in this case, we already have someone who is responding. In our site, we probably would send the tissue off to our pathologist and run a whole set of tests and add her to the database. And again, we're keeping track of this, mutations, copy number, secondary mutations. But the fact that she has some activity, I think this would be a reasonable setting to consider adding in the angiogenesis inhibitor.
I'm curious, Dr. Siegel, have you ever used that combination of Tarceva and Avastin? And what do you think about this idea?
I haven't used the combination. It sounds plausible, but let me ask another question. If we didn't use Avastin, say we were going to start chemotherapy with a taxane, would you still continue the Tarceva, even if she objectively progressed on it?
Well, you know, that becomes a big question, you know, that I grapple with and we all probably grapple with is we see patients who are benefiting from the EGFR inhibitor. So that's a selected group. It's not the group that was treated on the Tribute trial, all comers who got carboplatin paclitaxel for the drug. And one might think that this is a group where adding in the chemotherapy might have a benefit. And certainly we know that the never smokers who were treated with chemotherapy plus erlotinib had a wonderful outcome, a median survival of over 20 months, but it was a small group of patients. I don't know. The problem here is we might have missed our window. If we're using that logic, now at the point where she's starting to progress, you have to assume that something has changed in her EGFR axis, that there still might be a benefit of the drug, but it's not a benefit in terms of apoptosis, the tumor cells dying. I probably wouldn't mix the two. I probably would either add in an anti-angiogenic agent or, you know, you could look for trials. There are so many new agents right now. If you didn't want to give chemotherapy, some of these combination tyrosine kinase inhibitors that have dual EGF, VEGF inhibitory activity that are out there. There's a drug ZD6474 that's in clinical trial. Some of the Bayer compound that's now approved for renal cancer is going to be looked at carefully in lung cancer. So there are many other options, but I probably would not combine at this point. Now, we are doing a trial. It's funny that you ask right now where we are taking patients who are getting some of these agents, and we're taking the responders or stable disease patients, and then we're asking the question, we're randomizing them to chemotherapy versus staying on the biologic agent. That's a study that needs to be done.
That's fascinating.